It is 8:41.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. A couple of weeks ago, we honored and thanked our country's heroes on Veterans Day. Another important and long-lasting way to show our appreciation is to share resources available to help veterans find good jobs. Naval Base Ventura County is an important part of our economy, and we want the men and women who complete their service to have every opportunity to translate their skill sets into the private sector. With us today are two industry leaders who can provide key insights on the resources available to veterans to find a job or to start a new career. In studio, we have Captain Douglas King. May I call you Doug?
Please.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. Chief Staff Officer, Naval Base Ventura County, and Workforce Development Board member. Also, Mary Navarro Aldana, Field Officer Manager, Employment Development Department, Workforce Services. Thank you so much for coming in to the studio this morning. We really do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good morning.
And let's start it off here. We'll start with Doug. About how many veterans do we have in the county of Ventura?
There's approximately 36,000 per the California Department of Veterans Affairs information, and that's this year, 2018. So we're right about 36,000.
And our population is 800 and something. That's a remarkable percentage of the living population. Wow, that is really amazing. I did not know there would have been that many. Mary, let's go with you. What types of skills do veterans have that give them an edge when applying for a civilian career? What are their basic skill sets usually?
Well, first I want to tell you that the skills that they bring are skills that employers want. Skills such as leadership, teamwork. Of course, when you're in the military, you have to work as a team. You learn how to work as a team. A very strong work ethic, very strong. And that's hard to find these days. You know, we're very lucky that we have veterans that come back and have the skills and have the strengths that employers want, because you can't teach those things. That has to be learned and earned, and they really do that. So the core values that we need when you're holding a job: show up on time, be very diligent. Those are skills that veterans bring. And of course, everyone has their strengths. Not everyone has the same skill or skills, but they bring what they have to the job, and of course the maturity of once finishing the military is just beyond comparison.
And the other thing is with the military that I've noticed in my past working is they never, what should we do now? They'll get things done, they'll get things fixed, because that's what they have to do in that business. You know, there's never the stand around. You know, there's always, okay, this is how we'll do it, this is how we'll get it done, this is how we'll complete the mission. We chatted with the Workforce Development Board, it was a couple of years ago, and the guy had the funniest comment on a lot of youngsters going into a job, and I said, what is one thing you would give a young man or woman going into a job? And he said, an alarm clock. Because he said a lot of the youths don't really understand time, and that's it. But in the military, that is part of the life. You did that. You were in.
I sure did. Yes. I had to get up early in those days. Thank goodness I got out of there.
And Tom is prompt.
I give it
Tom
3 a.m.
is
now.
Prompt. Yeah, he gets up early, but he's always here, and I'm sure a lot of that is out of his training through the Air Force. So, Doug, let's talk about service members and how they're encouraged to transfer their skills in the private sector, because a lot of people, for me being in the outside, say, well, you learn that in the military, but how in the world would you apply that to a job that a civilian would get?
Right. Well, service members have opportunities to keep career skills current, and really one of those is to improve their education status. It's really, they have access to tuition assistance through the Navy College Program, so that's 100% paid for college. And secondly, is there's leadership courses that they're required to take as they make rank, and so you get more senior. It's like an 11-week course. It's more junior. It's a little bit less. And then thirdly, it's just the Fleet and Family Support Center we have. They host 10 courses per quarter, specifically addressing career building and enhancement. And then fourthly, we just have workforce development classes that we offer at the base to improve workforce relations, leadership skills, which can benefit sailors. And I think another thing is translating their skills to the private sector is getting somebody, and we offer this to help them build their resume, to help them write their resume in a way that private sector people can understand it, because the Navy seems to have their own jargon. And if you're not translating that to private sector, then they're not going to understand what you're talking about.
And a lot of people who own a business haven't been through that lifestyle, so it's probably even more foreign. As much as we want to honor veterans and people who have served, you still might not understand what they actually did. You know, it's always like, thank you for your service, but when I think about it, what have you done? You know, it's an interesting thing how I don't think the military has been held in this high regard for people having the realization probably since World War II. When we honored our fighting men and women so directly and so much, I think we forgot about that a little bit. But in the last few years, since 9/11 probably, is when we really got it back in our hearts to thank. I was talking to a young woman who was in the military, and she got on a Southwest airline, and the lady actually announced her and said, let's honor, and everybody clapped. I think that's sweet. What a nice thing to do. So we're getting more of that now, and it would be great for employers to follow in with that. So, Mary, let's talk about your perspective as an Employment Development Department professional. How does a business benefit from hiring a veteran?
Well, with the skills that veterans bring to the job, such as leadership, learning, the persistence, we talked about the diligence, and like you said, always keeping busy, if you want to put it that way, always looking to see what can be done better. Nowadays, we're looking to take care of things and improve our business processes, so employers really need that perspective. Besides all the experience, the new technology, the million-dollar equipment that veterans, while they're in the military, handle, okay, especially with IT, those are the types of things that you can't train in a short amount of time. So when they bring those skills to the job, businesses will flourish. They're able to very quickly pick someone to be the team leader and take care of business. So that's what employers are looking for. They need to be able to leverage their resources. And with veterans, you can find the best skill that's needed and be able to take care of their business.
And for a lot of the youngsters who get into the military, they're instantly offered travel throughout the country and quite often throughout the world. So that level of independence, too, is pretty big. You're out of the nest and you're into the service. And that's got to be another thing that would be attractive.
It is. The worldview.
Mom and dad weren't always just coddling and taking care of them.
There you go. The worldview or being able to understand how to get along with others, that's very necessary in a business. You're working with others. You're working with people out of the country.
Yeah, what a great point, too, because you get into your basic training, and you could have somebody from Florida, New York, Kansas, all sorts of ethnicities, everything, where in your own community you might not have that. So your introduction to the country through the military is huge. Mm-hmm. And that would help
very
you
true.
Work with others. That's really an excellent point.
Very
so
true.
For both of you, finishing up here, and let's stay with Mary, what is NBVC and Ventura County doing to help the transition of veterans out of service and into the workforce?
Well, like Doug was saying, they have transitional classes that the military take before they leave the military. And one of the topics that's covered is preparing for work, a searching for work, and then a referral to the local America's Job Center of California. And they do that at all the military installations, the connection to the local America's Job Center. So for us in Oxnard, with our what we call the AJCC, okay, America's Job Center of California, our connection is to transition them through to civilian life. We have staff on board that work directly with veterans that have the connections with different resources throughout the county. We make sure that whatever it is they need, they get it. We have the connection. So that's what we ask. Send them on over, and we'll take care of that.
And Doug, as Chief Staff Officer, Naval Base Ventura County, and WDB member, as people are released from your charge, and you see them, what do you see as the help you can offer, and the military in general can offer these men and women who are going back into what we would say is regular society?
Sure. Well, kind of to start with, as Mary said, there's this congressionally mandated 5-day program to transition service members before they separate, and so they go through resume building, career assistance, interviewing skills, exploring avenues to find work. So Department of Labor comes in and talks to us about that. Then Department of Veteran Affairs talks to us about VA benefits, education, and health care. And then our own Fleet and Family Service Center focuses on stress management, career assessment. And there's a couple more days even after that that if you want to be an entrepreneur, SBA, Small Business Administration, will come in and talk to you. And then if you want to go to college, you'll do the 2-day talking about how to access higher education. Or if you just want to do career planning, you can do a 2-day course and talking about career planning. So those are some of the things that we have people go through before they get out. And then I think we'll talk in a minute just about other avenues.
Now let's look at it quick as we wrap up here. Where would a veteran go right now? Let's say they want to get more information about businesses who are hiring. What's the best avenue, Mary?
A couple of ways. They can go online to CalJobs. It's www.caljobs.ca.gov. And they can come in person to the America's Job Center of California at 2901 North Ventura Road in Oxnard, third floor.
And Doug, where would you direct people?
I would direct people to the Ventura County Veterans Service Office. There's a retired Master Sergeant there from the Air National Guard who really is passionate about service members and can help you with a lot of things, especially getting a job. And then also Department of Veterans Affairs, I would go to them as well. And we have a website here that we can share with listeners.
And that site is? Do you have it there in front of you?
Yes. It's
Is that workforceventuracounty.org? I have that one here. Visiting workforceventuracounty.org is one great site.
Yeah, that's a great one. And as she said, www.calvet.ca.gov.
Excellent. And I've got a phone number here, too, that they can reach out to. So thank you very much for coming in this morning, Captain Douglas King, Chief Staff Officer, Naval Base Ventura County, and WDB member. Also, Mary Navarro Aldana, Field Office Manager, Employment Development Department, Workforce Services. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks
for having me.
Here on News Talk 1590 KVT, and once again, for a one-stop link to veteran services available in Ventura County, California, go to VenturaCountyGrowsBusiness.com/veterans or call in the 805-204-5100. If you're interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing our future workforce, please visit WorkforceVenturaCounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
It's 8:55 at KVTA.